This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Mark Magnuson. South American corn production forecasts were adjusted lower in the February USDA WASDE report. We will hear more from World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. South American corn production forecasts were adjusted lower in the latest WASDE report. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski says the weather is to blame in Argentina.
It's a weather-related story. We think that dents their production outlook.
Brazil's corn production forecast was also reduced by 1 million tons, says Jekinowski.
Late start to the soybean harvest. That means a later start to the corn planting season.
There are no changes to the U.S. corn production estimate other than a 10-cent increase in the season-ending average price. That price now stands at $4.35 per bushel.
The increase this month really just reflects the fact that prices have been strong, reflected in cash prices and future prices. U.S. exports are strong, and that's supporting prices as well.
Jekinowski expands on lower USDA corn production forecasts this month for both Argentina and Brazil.
The weather started out pretty good in Argentina, timely rain through corn planting season, but then things really dried out pretty severely from mid-late December into middle of January or so, with a period there where it was hot, where it was dry. Crops were in critical stages of production, so that led us to reduce Argentina's corn production forecast by 1 million tons. For Brazil, that would mainly be second crop corn going in after the soybeans leave the field. The soybean harvest has been slow this year since the whole crop was delayed, late start to the soybean planting season. And since we're getting relatively late in the year and the season for planting corn, we expect that could have an impact on yield. So that is driving that 1 million ton reduction in Brazil.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.